Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world. Hello and welcome to our second episode. Today we're going to talk about the question, what is Tantra actually? When we ask this question in our seminars, we often get wild associations from fancy sex practices or weird Kama Sutra positions, that you need to be in an open relationship in order to practice Tantra, or that it's all about sex orgies. This is definitely not the essence of Tantra. On the other hand, it's also not so easy to answer because everybody has a different understanding. It's like when you ask the question, what is love? So what we want to do is give you an overview of the origins of Tantra, where it's coming from and what the original idea was, then how it's currently lived in the West, and most of all, give you our personal understanding of Tantra and why we are so fascinated by these teachings.
Thank you, Melly, for the introduction. So I will give you a short overview about the traditional Tantra. So originally, Tantra is a spiritual path to enlightenment. And Tantra in Sanskrit means actually instrument of expansion. So an instrument to expand one's own level of consciousness. And so the origin, actually, we like to compare it with yoga, because in its origin, Tantra, just like yoga, is a purely spiritual path that is supposed to lead to self-realization. And in modern times, however, yoga is often sold as exercise to reduce stress or back pain, and Tantra is sold and reduced to massage or sex practices. And the roots of Tantra are coming from India. And these were secret teachings that were delivered from a guru to initiated students. What I particularly like about Tantra is the holistic approach. Anything is allowed. And it is also a householder path. This means that it not requires to renunciate the world or to become a monk and live in an ashram, for example. But it is a path that integrates, that can be integrated into daily life. And sexuality, which is suppressed also and condemned in many other traditions, is also used for spiritual development in Tantra. And although sexual techniques and practices make up no more than 5% of traditional tantric texts, these are the ones most associated with Tantra in a Western society today.
So what would you say, how does the knowledge about traditional Tantra help you in your daily life?
For me, Tantra is a very practical path that gives me a roadmap of development, of stages of development also. And what I particularly love about Tantra is also includes a number of techniques for expanding one's own consciousness in order to gain the self-knowledge in daily life also. So in the end, it's a very practical path. And the scriptures, the old scriptures are full of all of practices and methods to apply to, like I said, to meditations, to expand one's own consciousness. And the techniques are meditations, breathing techniques, also working with mantras, and all these kinds of things are included in the scriptures. And so in the end, how I use it for my life is to become more aware of my own triggers, my own beliefs, my own emotions, my own patterns, also in the relationship and also in daily life, and to observe those thoughts and those patterns, and then consciously decide if I want to stay with it or if I want to change it. So Tantra in the end is all about practice. So we always say, do not believe anything we say to you, but try it out and then look if it works for you and how it influences your own life. So it's about experimenting with different energies and constantly bringing more awareness and consciousness into what we do in our daily life, and also especially in the relationship, where the triggers can be sometimes quite challenging actually.
Yes, definitely. But if you wonder now, so okay, but this is not what most tantra schools are teaching, right? At least not nowadays in the West. So what you probably heard of is actually neo-tantra. So that is what most tantra schools teach here in the West. And this is a connection of sexuality and spirituality. And if you look at those practices, it's more about tantra massage. You probably have seen pictures where people are looking into each other's eyes, where they do some breathing techniques. It's also a lot about relaxation, opening the heart, getting into the body, and learn different tools in order to live a fulfilled relationship and especially also fulfilled sexuality. And what I loved about that approach was really to see a different way of, a different approach to sex, to not seeing is that anymore just as a physical act that brings me relaxation, but as a sacred act of love. And that it's not anymore about performance, about goal orientation, about chasing those quick orgasms, but it's more a focus on love and deep connection that's really in the center of the sexuality, of sacred sexuality. But we will actually have a whole episode on that topic about sexuality and the role of sexual energy in tantra.
So what do you think, Melly? What is the reason why so much people focus on this performance, on this goal orientation nowadays in bed?
Yeah, I guess one is our upbringing, how we're educated, how we're raised. I mean, most of the people do not really receive a proper sex education. And so what people are going to is porn or movies, love movies. But what we see there is not necessarily a realistic representation of what sex is supposed to be about, or this especially in porn, it's all about performance, and this is what we usually mirror in our sexuality, or also when we talk to our clients, what most are suffering about, that it's so much about that they put themselves under pressure to perform, to fulfill certain ideals, and also to either to reach orgasm fast for the women or not too fast for the men, and that it's all about these expectations actually that most people have in bed. But when, and another aspect that I think is also important is the fear of most people to really open our hearts and to really connect on that deep level that can happen in tantric sexuality. Because most of us got hurt as a child. Most of us have deep pain stored inside of us. And we learned that being too open, being too vulnerable, being too dependent on our parents is dangerous because they are not perfect. They are not completely unconditional love that we would love to have, but it's not the reality. And that's why most of the people closed our hearts, protected us, and learned to function. So that's the way we go through our daily life, better not feeling too much. So, and that's also the state we often bring into sexuality, that we have those protection layers, that we are afraid of the feelings that might come up if we really surrender, if we really open our hearts. And that's why tantric sexuality, or especially also in neo-tantra, it's also a path of healing. It's a path of de-armoring, of learning to feel ourselves again and to reconnect to our essence, to also let those old emotions be there see them, feel them, and not stop suppressing them, because they will come up when you really open your heart. And that's, in the end, also the golden tantra, to open our hearts, to really learn to love our partner, love ourselves. But in order to get there, most of us have to experience or go through the pain that was there in our childhood. And that's also something that I really appreciate about the tantric path, that it doesn't separate anymore into good and bad like other religions, into heaven or hell, that there are certain virtues that are holy and you should be striving for, and then there are certain vices or certain qualities that you should actually suppress because they are bad. And that's at least how I was brought up, or my limited understanding of what I got from Christian church, which actually doesn't have anything to do with the original message, I would say, of Christianity. So I do not at all have anything about Christianity, but certain ways about the church or how things are interpreted were for me really harmful, because I felt very torn in my upbringing, where I said, okay, there was this part of me who wanted to be a good girl and was striving to develop into my spirituality. And there was the other part who got angry, who was sometimes aggressive, who wanted to party, who wanted to have sex. And I always felt ashamed about those parts. I said, okay, I have to suppress them. They shouldn't be there. This is bad. And through the shame, I somehow like put this part aside, or suppressed a big part of myself. And so Tantra really brought in the healing, when in Tantra, as Damien already said, everything is allowed, or it's really bringing light into the shadows. It's really consciously looking at our shadows, at the emotions, and also at our sexuality, our desires, and using the energy of all of that for our development. So in the end, also anger, aggression, that's a strong energy, like sexual energy. It's just strong energy. And we can use it in a very unhealthy way, but we can also, and that usually happens when we try to suppress or when we're ashamed of it, but we can also bring consciousness in it, look at those emotions or tendencies, understand them, accept them, and then they can also transform. I think that change can only happen when we accept what is already there, that suppression is never the solution. And so that was for me a big healing journey, to also integrate all of that and to accept myself the way I am, and to also look at all my shadows. And I think that's in general the taboos of our current society, is nobody wants to talk about God, about spirituality, nobody wants to talk about sex, and nobody wants to look at their shadows or be vulnerable. And that's exactly what we do in Tantra. We talk about spirituality, we talk about sex, we look at our shadows and integrate all of this into our development, into our healing journey, to become more conscious and to become more closer to love, I would say.
Thank you, Melly, for this beautiful sharing. So what is also important to Tantra is polarity. So Tantra is creating this image of Shiva and Shakti, this divine couple that is in the lovemaking, creating all the world and all the existence, all the universe, actually. And Shiva is the representation of consciousness, so of presence, the divine masculine aspect. And this is what in most religions is actually thrived to. So in the meditations, like the goal is in meditations to getting rid of the thoughts and to experiencing like this void, overcoming the ego in the end. And this is like the masculine aspect of the divine, actually. And in Tantra, we also work with the feminine aspect, so the Shakti aspect. So this is the representation of the energy of love, of the divine feminine. And all, this is also like the representation of the matter, of movement, of all the emotions we have inside of us, of the world, of nature, and of also of the body. And with Tantra, we are working with those energies actually, while becoming more conscious. So it's not renunciating these energies, but we are looking consciously at these energies. And we can also imagine that sexual energy is actually also one of those energies which is really, really strong. And this we want to also use for our spiritual development also in the end.
And I think it's also interesting to look at it from a practical point of view, that a lot of people nowadays are stuck in the head, they're overthinking, it's hard for them to really quiet their thoughts or calm down. They're often disconnected from their body and are more functioning actually than living. And for those people it can be really, really helpful to go the tantric path and work with those energy, to really learn how to get into the body, how to feel more in their body, how to feel their emotions, how to experience the world through their senses, and become also more open for energies, learn how to feel energy, how to move energy. And all of these aspects can be really, really beneficial. Also what we see in our clients, to open up to this new world of emotions, energy, of body work, to become alive again. For them, it's really like breathing again, feeling again, living again, really feeling alive. And on the other hand, of course, there are also people who are already very, very sensitive. They feel everything, all the energies around them, and sometimes overwhelmed by them, or they're completely stuck in their emotions, in their drama, and identify very strongly with all of those. And for them, it can be very, very beneficial to more look at the Shiva aspects, or look at this consciousness, develop more consciousness in their life. Meditation practice can be very beneficial to really strengthen that inner observer, that there is a separation between my emotions and myself, or to detach and to bring, not identify so strongly anymore with that. So both this both practices to enhance consciousness, and also the practices of body work, breath work, energy work. This is really beneficial for most people to, in general, bring more awareness into those aspects.
So how can this knowledge about Shiva and Shakti energies help me in my relationship, actually? So in the relationship, we want to play with those polarities, with the masculine and feminine aspects of our being, actually. So every man and every woman has both aspects inside of them. And of course, men are more associated with the masculine and women more with the feminine, but we still have both inside of us. We all have consciousness, we all have energy. And over the time, this polarity, this attraction often diminishes, and our energies merge, actually. And this we see often with couples that are, for example, becoming best friends. They are really a good team and the family is working pretty well. But maybe this attraction, this longing, this yearning for connection or for sexuality is not there. They are not feeling it. And so in Tantra, we learn to consciously embody our feminine and masculine essence. And also, therefore, we reestablish the attraction between each other.
Can you give us an example how this helped you personally?
Yeah, so an example for me was early in our relationship, and whenever Melly was frustrated and unhappy, it really hurt me, and I was really personally, like I felt personally attacked that she's not happy with me. And then I tried to please her and do anything she wanted, and this didn't help actually. She rather lost respect from me, and she wanted someone that gives her like there's an equal actually. And through Tantra, I learned to be more present with her, with her emotions, and also with my emotions, and also to hold space, to be like in this consciousness, like to be in this presence and just accept everything that there is. And also being calm in my power, and also from time to time setting clear boundaries and feeling my boundaries also more. So this completely shifted the dynamic between us. And also with my daughter, I live it every day, like when she's like really in rage and in anger. And this I can now hold better and be there for her and just holding the space for her that all her emotions can be there.
Yeah, this really, I have to say, also creates a lot of more attraction when I know, wow, there's a strong man who can, yeah, who can hold me in my drama sometimes. And not because when he was just trying to please and do everything I wanted or something, it really felt like, yeah, I didn't really, as Damien already said, I lost respect, or this wasn't, and this also pushed me more in the masculine position, that then I was always telling what to do and where to go and how to do things. And but actually this didn't really make me happy, and Damien neither. So the knowledge about this polarity really helped us also to reestablish the right dynamic. And I realized that it's good that I know I can lead, I can give directions, I can organize, I have a very strong masculine tendencies, and that's great for business, that's great for work, and great with my daughter. But also it's so beautiful that I know how to surrender when I want to. That, and that's what we say, it's the game, it's the playing with those dynamics. That when we have couple time, that I stop pushing and managing and leading, and I rather go into my feminine and soften and try to flow more and open and surrender to Damien. And that I realized for me personally, that this is really something my heart is craving and longing for, or I feel like this is my true essence. I feel so much more comfortable in my feminine. And that's also something that I loved so much about Tantra, when I realized that this feminine aspects are integrated into spirituality. That it's not just focusing on the void or sitting still in meditation, which is a part, but not all. There are also practices that focus on abundance, on beauty, on celebration, on pleasure, like more this feminine aspects. And that dance can be a part of devotional practice, of spiritual practice, singing, rituals, also practicing sacred sexuality, or working with the elements in nature. Those were all things where my heart opened and said, this is something I was longing for, or that really fulfilled me on a very, very deep level. Especially coming from a very rational daily life, or especially after working in the consultancy, coming home after managing things all day, and then really creating this sacred temple also at home, like lighting candles, putting on incense, and really diving into this world of magic and beauty. This is really something I enjoy very, very much. And also celebrating those rituals together and seeing what is also big, important principles in Tantra is to see the divine in everything. See the beauty in everything, worship the divine in myself, in my body, seeing the body as a temple, worshiping the divine in my partner, seeing this, Shiva in him, like the divine masculine principle in my partner. And then lovemaking becomes really a lovemaking between Shiva and Shakti, like this union of sacred energies. And This is really something I appreciate very much. And also this speaking to all the senses, to bring in more sensuality also into daily life, making everything more intentional and sacred, and trying also to put more pleasure in daily life, to not limit the first step is to bring that into special rituals that we celebrate, I don't know, at the beginning, perhaps once a month. Then these became more like once a week. And now we try to really bringing these intentions, this sacredness, this beauty, this also focus on pleasure in daily life and seeing the divine in everything. And of course, this is still a way to go, which does not always function. But it's really a beautiful path to go and to strive for.
I think we are all on our path. So it's not like, I think it's never, for me at least, what I experience is never finished work. So it's always can become deeper and also like become more conscious in every moment of my life. So it's a work in progress. Yeah. Yeah, so to summarize it, actually, what we have discussed and what is Tantra means for us. So in the end, Tantra is originally a spiritual path, a purely spiritual path that leads to enlightenment. And nowadays, most of people practice Neo-Tantra, which is a combination of spirituality and also sexuality. And we also focus mainly on conscious relationships, on sacred sexuality. But we always integrate some ideas and mindset of the traditional Tantra. And Tantra can show us a way to heal ourselves, to give us tremendous energy and bring us closer to our true self, to open really up our hearts and to enrich all areas of our lives. And so this is really for us the main thing from this path, actually.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.